Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Matthew is here. Purple Insider had last night's debacle covered extensively, as well as any outlet in town. It is a must for me. It should be a must for anybody who follows this team, whether it's 14 wins last year or who knows how many wins this year. So let me start with a very complicated question. What the hell has happened to this team?
Yeah, it's a good one. That's going to take me some time to work my way through. I think that it is the combination of a couple things. Number one, the offensive tackle position in the National Football League. I'm going to throw it out there, and for all football coaches, listen to me closely. It's a big deal, okay? It's a big
it's
deal.
It's a big, big deal.
There is a reason that they are paying almost $60 million between Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw, and those guys not being able to play last night. The minute that I got to the stadium and then the inactives come out and I see no O'Neill, I'm like, oh, that's going to be bad. And then there's a report, well, Darrisaw is going to be a pitch count. Well, that's going to be worse. And then by the second drive, he's out of the game. Like, this is going to be really bad. And that's exactly how it was. When you're playing a backup quarterback, you need a lot of things to go your way. You can't play without your offensive tackles and expect to have a lot of success. That, I think, is very understandable. Now, we can nitpick, oh, we should have called this third down run or not. And trust me, you know, I get into that myself. But look, it's a backup quarterback who's played with six teams in 6 years. He's going to need his offensive tackles when Khalil Mack is on the field, right? On the defensive side, I have no darn clue how yes. this defense went from being one of the best in the NFL and completely shutting down teams last year, blowing out teams at times. They were so excellent. And then now they look like they can't stop you and Dave Harrigan out there. I mean, the number of wide open receivers.
Uncalled for.
I mean,
uncalled.
Sorry. Yeah.
I run great routes.
With Anitza, I'm tremendous.
Harrigan's got a lot of quick twitch there. But the thing is, like, Harrigan could have caught some of those balls. They were so unbelievably wide open when Justin Herbert was throwing the football. And even when they did create some pressure, they can't take him down. That's understandable. But how guys are that wide open. And look, we're talking about like five or six games in a row of every time they face a good quarterback, he shreds this defense. I don't think that all of these players could get this much worse all at once. I think you have to start asking about the scheme. And Brian Flores he's been knighted by us over the last couple of years the way
Thank
we talk
you.
About him. But yet, you know, they get shredded by Stafford several times last year, by Goff a bunch of times since he's been here. And now Justin Herbert, the last time he went 40 for 47, and then he could have done it again if they kept throwing. You have to start asking, has this thing been figured out?
Well, so much to chew on there. Let me go to the last part, because this has been out there for the last year plus, that when you look at when you nailed it, a vulnerable quarterback, offensive line that's not that good, maybe one receiver but not two or three, and that's when Flores just pulverizes them in complexities and uncertainty and waves of numbers. But, man, just look at against the better quarterbacks, and I get it. Not every defense, they're not all the Giants, the Bears, the Ravens, all these signature defenses we see. But you know what those defenses did? Sometimes they would pulverize and stop and pummel and vanquish the better quarterbacks. And there's a lot of that. There is a lot of data the last few years. Sure, the mid-range QB crushed. Young crushed. Better? Whoa, what's happened? So let me just make a little – no, go ahead on that first.
Oh, yeah, and I also think that we have to ask about when it comes to Brian Flores too, did he also make some bets on players that were
That's
a little
where I was
bit
going.
Do you want to call it arrogant or cocky, thinking,
yep,
oh, well, I can turn Jeff Okuda into a reasonably good player?
Oh,
no, you can't.
Nope.
No, you can't. He is one of the biggest busts of the last 10 years. Sorry, that's a fact. And how many – over the last 2 weeks, I mean, how many times have we seen him attacked for huge plays? Isaiah Rodgers wasn't a starter. I think we're finding out why. Theo Jackson was a sixth-round pick. I think we're finding out why. So I think it's combined with the schematic parts of it and not being able to slow down some of these good quarterbacks. And look, Justin Herbert's great. Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers is a GOAT of this league. All right, I don't expect you to get 4 picks and 15 sacks, but to have perfect quarterback ratings coming out of these games, I mean, the completion percentage of the last 3 good quarterbacks they've faced is about 85%. I mean, come on. Like, this is way beyond just, hey, good quarterbacks are going to be good.
Well, and let's also add, let's just mention the 3 guys you talked about. Rodgers, couple of those games right before the Vikings, they weren't impressive numbers. And that team was having offensive line issues. When Hurts comes in, you know this very well, there was a lot of dissension in Philly. What's going on? Is Hurts seeing the field? Why aren't you getting Brown and Smith the ball? And Herbert last year had 2 INTs for the whole year. He had 6 entering last night's game. So I think it's such an important point on what you said about Flores and also the Kwesi factor. And by the way, I'm not taking O'Connell out of this because O'Connell's in this player personnel mix. Let's just go back to front because you've nailed the let's start with the defensive line. They add 2 guys in Allen and Hargrave when healthy, when younger, were very productive players, were stars at times. They haven't come close to living up to that hype. Just not close. Then, with the linebacker situation, Ivan Pace was this cute little story. They're barely playing him now. You know, Van Ginkle, it's just a reminder how damn good he is when he's out. Cashman, we sometimes act like Cashman is Dick Butkus when he's a good player, but he can't do all of it. Harrison Smith, how close is he to the last few years? And I know Pro Football Focus isn't everything, and sometimes it's elevated too high, but Jeff Okuda right now is ranked 119th out of 119 at the cornerback position. Another close circuit to general management's coaches. That's not good.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty darn accurate from what we've seen as well.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know, at the same time, when you can name off 11 players who aren't playing up to their potential, I think that's where you start to say, all right, it can't just be that every single one of these guys started playing way worse. Now, there's some regression. Yeah, maybe Harrison Smith with the health issue and so forth and age getting to Hargrave and Allen, but everybody is playing like the worst version of themselves. That doesn't sit very well with me. And I think that defenses are very delicate in a lot of ways. Like last year, they had this sort of perfect type of chemistry with the defense, with the personalities they had, with also like everybody kind of knew their job, where it was Harrison Phillips, who, by the way, people have turned into Pat Williams. He's not. You know, still like Harrison Phillips and Jonathan Boyd, like they had their run stopping, and then you kind of had Van Ginkle as the chess piece and so forth. And I think that's made a big difference of not having Van Ginkel out there. But, I mean, that's really just one guy who's not healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes you wonder, like, did they miss something when it came to that? I think a huge loss was Cam Bynum, yes, that they decided to spend that money elsewhere. But that was a downhill tackler and a playmaker. But, again, you're like, okay, if they add Cam Bynum, is last night different? Probably not. No. And that's where you start to think the NFL moves quickly. It moves quickly. It understands things quickly. And even when Brian Flores was on his way out of Miami, his defense that year was nowhere near what it was the previous season. And that's where you start to wonder, is it sort of a gimmick defense where, yeah, it can mess with a lot of people, but once you sort of understand it. And I remember Baker Mayfield, the beginning of 2023, saying, oh, yeah, once I figured that out, and remember they won that opening game, once I figured that out, we won in the second half. That always stuck with me that he, of course, Baker would say that, right? But like that he said that after the game, and it seemed like every good quarterback has had that same sense. And I think that the way we've talked about Flores is if he's just magical, and I think we're finding out that that is not the case.
Before we pause, remind folks, Matthew Collar, Purple Insiders here. I want to try out a theory on you, and I don't think you can prove me wrong. Is it possible that the Vikings defense coordinator right now is actually Ed Donatell? He's back. And it's just AI Brian Flores on the sidelines. Can you prove me wrong?
Well, I think the 2021 Vikings defense with Mike Zimmer showed up where they had some good talent, a lot of players progressing and older, not developing younger guys. A lot of similarities there.
Let's get to the quarterback. Let's get to Wentz. Let's get to JJ. And let's get to the Brosmer controversy, which I just can't get enough of because it's just so completely idiotic. Collar is here. We're also going to get to a little flight conversation with Collar. In fact, I'm just going to toss this out right now because we're going to get this late. You're on a three-hour flight. Okay, you can leave him on hold. We'll get back to it with him. You're on a three-hour flight, and this show pops up on the screen. You know the handy-dandy screen that's in front of you? What show do you want to pop up in front of you as happened yesterday with Matthew Collar? Because you can guess which show it is because I loved it. And then we were texting about great episodes. You can pick any show. You're on a three-hour-plus flight, and it's right there. You got the headphones. You're ready to go. What show do you want? We'll get to that at the end of the conversation with Matthew. Purple Insider right here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Our friend Matthew Collar is here. Purple Insider, you witnessed this. As you're watching, and it's a sort of Rocky fight, it's Chuck Wepner, the basis of the Rocky movies, and Wentz is down, and he's not just down, he's in pain. You just wonder how injured he is. Were there points when you're watching that game, you're going, KOC, take him out for his own safety?
100%. Yeah, 100%. And look, sometimes the reason that the guy in the corner throws in the towel is it's just better to live another day than end up like Carl Weathers against Ivan Drago. Like, throw in the towel, man. That's what Carson Wentz looked like toward the end of that game. I mean, look, even if you put in Max Brosmer, the thing for me, I know fans want to see someone else. It's always the backup quarterback that's more popular. For me, it was put him in and have him hand off, maybe throw a couple swing passes to Aaron Jones or something, and just call it a day. Just pack up your stuff, start the buses, and go back to LAX and fly back home. I mean, to me, putting Carson Wentz, and I know that KOC said, well, he wasn't in real danger. It was just pain management. But when the pain is that excessive to the point where you could see the tears in his eyes on the sideline, and this dude is tough as freaking nails.
Yes,
I mean, it's just to me, it was just wrong to continue to play a guy at that point when he is in so much pain. And by the way, this game isn't 7-10. Where you need one more drive. You're getting killed. You're not winning. I mean, when they scored a touchdown, I checked, their win probability was 6.8%. And with the way the defense
and that was too
playing,
high, by the way.
Right, yeah. With the way the defense playing, it was 0.0%.
Yes, exactly.
It was senseless to continue to have him go out there and even just continue to throw passes. If he's going to go out there, you need to just hand off and just live to play another day. I thought that looked to me almost like frustration out of Kevin O'Connell, like just saying again, keep throwing, keep getting hit.
Because
he was just, that's the way I took it, is that he was just really upset about the way it was going and just kept calling those plays for Wentz.
Yeah.
And if I'm Carson Wentz, if I'm his family, I'm probably like, what the hell, man?
He was
so
wrong.
You know,
I agree with you 1,000%. Now, you're working, so you don't have as much time to be checking Twitter, but my favorite one, meaning the most asinine one, is the number of golfer apologists, and this started popping up with some regularity third and fourth quarter last night, that the reason why Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, a team worth billions of dollars, the reason why he would not play Max Brosmer was he was afraid that Max Brosmer would be effective, would look good, and thus put him in an embarrassing position with J.J. McCarthy. I suggested earlier, all of those folks need a darkness retreat. If they're joking, I get it. But some of them, because I see their tweets enough, they're not joking.
Oh, yeah. No, the gopher lunatics are very real. I will say that there have been a couple examples through NFL history out of the thousands of sixth-round quarterbacks or undrafted free agents who became great NFL quarterbacks. Kurt Warner, Brock Purdy, and Tom Brady do exist.
Yep.
Look, I have loved what I've seen from Max Brosmer. Could not be more.
I'm not trying to downplay him at all. Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand where Kevin O'Connell's saying, if you're going to come in and actually have to really play under those circumstances where your offensive line's getting killed, is probably not favorable. My thought was, well, just get somebody out there who could take some snaps without physically harming themselves. And he is a pro. He did make your team in the 53-man roster, and you're telling me he can't walk out there onto the field? That, to me, was hard to believe. But the idea that he was going to go out there and outperform everybody and blow the world away, pretty unlikely under those circumstances. But I do think that, considering if you're playing a Carson Wentz, who's not a good quarterback, at 50% health versus Max, who's never played before, at 100% health, I mean, I don't know. Like, it couldn't be worse
than
what happened with Carson Wentz. So I understand that part of it. And even I was also saying, like, it's probably time
something
to just get him out of there, right? But, I mean,
KOC was willing to sabotage and abdicate a loss because he's worried about J.J. Okay, speaking of J.J., let's get to this. So it appears he's ready. I would assume all indications are he'll start against the Lions, including what KOC said last night, if he's healthy, we'll go. Is there any part of you knowing the offensive line? Now, maybe they get Darisaw and O'Neal back, and so that's fairly different. Is there any part of you, let's say if they were not ready, if those two guys were not ready, is there any part of you would say, God, I'm trying to build up his confidence again, his fundamentals, and the last thing I want to do is put him out there, and any progress that we've made, the regression takes place again when everything's coming so much faster?
I mean, I think that's a very, very serious concern, especially since Aiden Hutchinson plays for the Detroit Lions.
Yes,
it probably is. It probably is a little more favorable to play him against a bad Ravens defense at home than in the Lions' den, which ate up Sam Darnold, who's a much better quarterback than anyone on the Vikings roster right now. But at the same time, you got to play. I mean, look, if you're trying to, in the middle of a season, set everything up so it's a perfect little calm ride mm-hmm. around the park,
yeah.
it's just not going to happen. I mean, if you're going to be a franchise quarterback, there's going to be weeks where you have to play and your offensive tackle's hurt or a receiver is hurt. And, you know, you got all those excuses coming out of the Atlanta game. Well, he didn't have this guy or that guy. I mean, did Justin Herbert have everybody last night?
No.
I don't know. Probably not. So, I mean, I think it's also, too, for me, the entire season shifted for what this is for 2025.
Yes,
it's all about what is this quarterback going to be, and you can't sacrifice any reps. You have to find out, can you come back from this and overcome something? And look, I don't think anyone thinks they're going to win or even cares at this point. Don't win. It's fine against Detroit, but play well. Show signs. Look like a quarterback in the NFL, not like the last time we saw you against Atlanta. And then at least there's a spark of something to care about for the future here. But that's kind of how bleak the season has gotten to.
Don't forget, too, that last week at halftime, the Chargers were trailing 23-3 to the Colts, right? So it's not like they faced a juggernaut last night. When they were getting boat raced, that team was getting boat raced the previous week. Okay. You're on a flight. You're flying to L.A. What show is available to you on the plane and your enjoyment level for it?
There's one answer and one answer only, and that is Curb Your Enthusiasm every single time. And I would like to thank the good folks at Delta who can sponsor my podcast if they want to. But they have different seasons all the time.
I agree with you.
So
it's great.
You load it up. They had season 7, my favorite season, so I go right to my favorite episodes, Black Swan, Table Read with all the Seinfeld characters, is one of the most ludicrous and hysterical episodes, and I don't like to be the person making any noise on a plane, I like to stay to myself. I almost spit water several times on people next to me because those episodes are so funny. Just brilliant and magical, makes the flight go by easy.
The Seinfeld season, I could argue with you or agree with you that it's as good as ever. The Black Swan, and we were talking about this texting yesterday, Takahashi became like Curb can just invent these characters out of nowhere. The guy who's running the club where Larry, Jeff, and Richard Lewis are playing golf, he would become so funny. And then the Seinfeld part where all of a sudden Grote's disease becomes a huge thing. Larry is going to show up with Leon, but then Leon handles it on his own with Danny Duberstein and what's going on and a mitzvah every 13 years. Mitzvah every 13 years. It's not once. And then you have to wear the hat. You have to wear the hat. So Kramer now in the Seinfeld reunion is wearing this hat because Leon as Danny Duberstein, who's dead, by the way. There's no Danny Duberstein has left us, has convinced Michael Richards he has to wear it. And then, of course, that would lead to Michael Richards eventually finding out that Leon was Leon and that Danny Duberstein is dead, and he starts screaming at him. And, of course, what happens? All the cameras are clicking again. And so here we go again with Michael Richards at a racist situation. I mean, such bravo to Michael Richards for poking fun at an incident that basically for 7-8 years ended his career.
I know. I love the way that they just went there with, I mean, Michael J. Fox and the Bill Buckner episode is one of my favorites.
Oh, I stumbled into it the other day.
I'm going to admit something to you. I became slightly emotional when Bill Buckner caught the baby at the end. I felt so good for Bill Buckner. You made the catch.
It's so good. Oh, God, I'm forgetting the Jewish tradition where they need 10 people there. God, I forget. I should text one of my relatives, Jordana. But they need 10 people there
yes.
when someone has passed. And so this guy, one of the character actors you've seen forever. Like, he's been in so many good things, and they just stumble upon him, and he goes to Larry, will you join us? Will you both you join us? We need 10. And then as they walk in, some guy from New England realizes it's Buckner. Buckner, get out of here. Get out of here, Buckner. No way we're doing this. And it's like his dad's died or something. It's so emotional. Oh, it's just fantastic.
And he tosses him the signed ball, and he doesn't catch it.
Yes, yes.
Goes out the window.
Yes, and like they're debating. Larry's like, pretty good throw. Buckner's like, no, not a good throw. And then Susie's furious. Oh, God. If you haven't watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, just tell your family you're not going to see him for like a day and a half. You're just not. Don't sleep. Whatever you have to do, because it's brilliant. And this is how sad it is. I probably watched Palestinian Chicken 8 times.
Yes.
That's how much I love that episode. All right. Have fun out there. Did Sloan come with?
Yep, we were just out at a little park here shooting some hoops, and we're going to go to the beach. So we're trying to make the most of a bad situation of football yesterday. So we'll have some fun out here.
You know, they have some malls out there. Maybe an Orange Julius later this afternoon?
I could do a mall. Yeah, I could do it.
We know you can. See ya. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
He is such a great asset to the show, and he is so dedicated and so good at what he does. Purple Insider. I wish I could say the same about this next segment. We call this show filler.
You admit your laziness right now?
Not
you can't bring it for the last half hour on a Friday, so I have to do it for you?
You know that feeling. Not bringing it the last half on a Friday. Am I wrong? Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.